This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's not an original idea, as she readily admits, but Santa Rosa Assemblymember Noreen Evans has prepared a proposed amendment to the state constitution she says could avert a repeat of this year's legislative logjam over the state budget.
The problem in difficult deficit years in balancing a budget is that sometimes we need new revenues. And to pass a budget requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature, and to increase taxes requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature, which is completely undoable. So what my bill does is it reduces the vote necessary to pass a budget to simple majority, and it allows the legislature, by a simple majority vote, to put a tax initiative on the ballot to balance the budget.
Evans' bill is one of several that have been put forward to address the supermajority requirement for passing the state budget. She predicts that at least one of them will go before California voters before the year is out. Meanwhile, those same voters are being asked to approve a collection of six budget-related measures in a special election on May 19th. But the latest polling shows limited support for Propositions 1A through 1F.
The last poll that we saw shows that there is under a majority support by the voters for every initiative that's out there, except the one that reduces legislative pay. But we did see some earlier poll numbers that were much better, and the campaign really hasn't started in support of these initiatives. So I think there's an opportunity to educate the voters on this, and I remain cautiously optimistic.
Although each of the May ballot measures will get its own up or down vote, Evans says that each one that fails will leave a sizable hole in the state's budget, either this year or next.
Perhaps the lottery initiative would fail. That would blow a $5 to $6 billion hole in our annual budget, so we would have to figure out how to close that deficit. Initiative 1A, which is the tax increase, or at least the tax extension initiative, that would blow a hole in future years' budget.
But even if all six measures are ultimately approved by the electorate, Evans notes that the state's budget will remain badly out of balance.
According to the most recent legislative analyst report, we could be facing at least an $8 billion deficit for the next fiscal year.
Federal stimulus money will help, Evans adds, but it won't come close to closing the whole gap.
Our current general fund deficit is expected to be $50 billion over an 18-month period. The federal stimulus package that will affect our general fund is expected to be $32 billion over a three-year period. So while it's very helpful, it certainly still leaves us with an enormous gap we have to close.
So further deep cuts in state spending appear inevitable.
The Republicans have come out and very clearly said we're not going to consider any new revenues. So given that position, we're going to have to be looking at cuts. And we could be facing such an enormous deficit that we would have to close every single UC campus in the state, and we still couldn't close the deficit. So it's a real challenge, and we're going to have to figure out some way that we can spread these cuts across the board so that we're not looking at closing colleges and closing prisons and closing schools.
Noreen Evans, a Democrat, is currently chair of the Assembly Budget Committee. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.